Governor Bill Walker says the legislature's work is a long way from being over. While lawmakers stopped pink slips from being sent to state workers by passing a budget, Walker says the legislature must act now to prevent a repeat in the future.
Do we have to go broke before we fix Alaska? I guess that's my question to the legislature. Do we actually have to do that?
The budget relies on a $3.2 billion draw from the Constitutional Budget Reserve to pay for spending. Walker is urging the legislature to pass his fiscal plan. A central component of that plan is reductions to oil and gas tax credits. In addition, it would restructure permanent fund earnings to pay for the budget and reduce dividend payments. Walker also introduced a personal income tax and proposed raising other taxes. In a press conference today, a visibly frustrated Walker replied to a question about whether he'd veto portions of the budget by saying there would be consequences for the budget if the legislature doesn't do more. Some lawmakers are calling for Walker to be more involved in advocating for his bills. House Majority Leader Charisse Millett says Walker should do more.
He has to talk to our constituents. I mean, this is something that he needs to have a conversation with Alaska about what this means for our economy, how each one individually affects the economy, what the overall plan will be. And I think that's something very important.
Walker rejected the idea that he and his administration haven't been involved enough in advocating for his plan.
Those that say we haven't done enough, I'm pushing back on that. I'm very offended by that. That's unjustified, and that's an insult, not to me. It's an insult to my staff that have our directors, our cabinet members that have given up, you know, a lot of their personal time to travel this great state to do that.
And while legislative leaders say they were happy to have bipartisan support to fund the budget, Walker says the legislature must have new revenue. Without it, the state will be in the same position next year. But it won't have the same savings to use to pay for the budget.
That's why we were elected, to come and make these decisions. I've heard lots of discussion about, let's get through this next election. We'll do it after the election. You know, time we stop talking about, you know, the upcoming election or the re-election and start making decisions about what's best for Alaska right now.
Republican majority leaders have said that some bills will come up for votes, although committee chairs may block others. But Walker says it's not enough to vote on bills. The governor says the state must pass them to prevent uncertainty that will slow the state's economy and downgrade the state's credit ratings. One of those bills relates to oil and gas tax credits.